It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. This year's Nobel Peace Prize will be awarded to Kenyan activist Wangari Maathai. She has lobbied for replanting of the forests in Kenya as a way to control erosion, reduce poverty, and cut down on conflicts about land in East Africa. Earlier today, Maathai had this reaction to her award.
It's a great encouragement, and I know that many people, not only here in Kenya, but also in Africa and the world, will be very encouraged to know that the Nobel Peace Prize Committee recognizes the efforts in the area of environment.
Wangari Maathai is the first African woman to win the Peace Prize. NPR's Jason Bobian reports now from Johannesburg.
Wangari Maathai grew up poor to a family of subsistence farmers in rural Kenya. Her childhood shaped her career. She rose to be a champion of the poor and a tireless activist for the protection of rural land. In 1977, Maathai founded the Greenbelt Movement to plant trees in places where outdated farming practices, erosion, and poverty fed on each other in a vicious cycle. She hired women to plant the saplings, thus giving jobs to many impoverished heads of households. And in the late 1970s and 80s, at a time when other people in East Africa paid little attention to the issue, she talked about the link between poor farming practices and armed conflicts in Africa. This is Maathai speaking earlier today in central Kenya.
Quite often wars are fought over resources, and many of the wars that today are being fought in the world are based on the natural resources. And so it is extremely important that we manage our resources on this planet sustainably and that we promote justice and equity and human rights. And because without that, these conflicts will only escalate.
The Nobel Committee, in awarding her the 2004 Peace Prize today, said Maathai is, quote, a source of inspiration for everyone in Africa fighting for sustainable development, democracy, and peace. Others credit her courage in carrying on politically unpopular campaigns during the dictatorial regime of Kenyan President Daniel Arap Moi. Maathai was repeatedly harassed, beaten, and arrested by the authorities. One of her most high-profile campaigns was against a proposal to build a 62-story high-rise in the middle of a public park in downtown Nairobi. President Moi, who was a backer of the development, declared that it was un-African and unimaginable for women such as Maathai to challenge or oppose the projects of men. Maathai dubbed the development the Park Monster, and over time it was defeated. The Greenbelt Movement she started 3 decades ago is now credited with planting 30 million trees across Africa. Wangari Maathai currently is the Deputy Minister of the Environment for Kenya. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.